This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Farming mode with the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another overview of success. The American Family Farmer program was something that grew out of a conversation I had with another radio person a number of years ago. We've been on the air since 2016 with this and grown. I think the last time I saw our count was about 216 stations. But people also love to tune in to the podcast. You can find them every week aggregated at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All the archives there. As a matter of fact, last week on the program and the podcast that's up there now, I'm outlining new proposals to help dairy farmers and other farming. And then I had Scott Farber on, who's a team leader working to improve food and farm legislation, policy toward chemicals that we have on our farm, a lot of other issues, environmental working group, and its focus. Let's see, what else have we got here? I found that the response to things like information on the tick season, people find that sort of thing very helpful. So I did opine about that last week, and it's in the podcast that's currently up there. All that you ought to know about ticks is there, I think, from there was both my opinion and a little valuable information attached to it as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I met a couple this past week who are having a wonderful life. This fellow is a former sheriff, wife a former assistant DA. They raise livestock on 132 acres of land in Georgia. They both grew up on farms. They went different directions. They then got sort of together. I don't think it was their first marriage, either one of them. But they have a lot in common. She likes to milk goats and is pretty good at it. And he always was happy to raise a lot of different produce. Always had big gardens. And so they became farmers. And I find it interesting because in this day when we're looking at young people and trying to figure out how we can get them to get into livestock or get into dairy or get into produce, you know, what's going to attract them? A lot of people like the fact they're working for themselves. There are a lot of millennials who just are very conscious of what goes on the land, and they want to make sure that they can protect the land and maybe make a living at it. I've had people on this program. I think you all remember that fellow who had, it was a lady that had, Carol, wasn't it? A lady had 4 acres of land, and that was it. And she was making a living. I can't, for the life of me, imagine how you could make a living on 4 acres of land. But if you use the land properly and you're growing the right things, the greens and stuff that can be replanted every, 40, 45 days, and she sells them all to the stores in her area and does, as I said, she's doing fabulously well. So anyway, this guy was the sheriff, wife was assistant district attorney, there in the Macon area of Georgia, and they didn't like politics, they didn't like their jobs, they were burned out. They met each other and decided, okay, let's get together and let's raise livestock. They took a line of credit from the farm credit people. They both had pretty good credit. They bought a 92-acre farm. They decided not to rent land. They bought it. They have about $500,000 in assets, and they only have $90,000 in debt. And they decided not only to buy some calves and piglets and chickens, but they have, beside chickens for meat, they bought 235 laying hens. They pasture raise all the animals. They don't use any growth hormones, no antibiotics, none of that stuff. And then they bring them to a family-owned processor to get them butchered, and then they bring it back and they sell the stuff on their own farm. And they also make jellies and jams and pickles and sauces. I find this there's an inspiration here that I like, frankly. And so when you put this sort of thing, people say, oh, I'm getting older, I don't want to work anymore. Well, that's your problem. And the only way you're going to live to be, if your object is to live long and prosper, then you better stay busy. And I don't know anything in Amal. I'm going to speak from experience. I can't remember being busier than I am this summer. I always have worked hard on the farm, and I always love it. But I'm now finding myself, especially when the weather is good, like it has been on my farm in the Northeast for the last week or two, I'm making a lot of hay, and I'm out. Last night I was on the mowing machine until well after dark, clipping some pastures and cleaning things up. But it's not unusual for me to be out this time of year till 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I'm up at 4 to do the radio program. But it's something that I thrive. It's not for everybody. But as I get older, I can't imagine me not being on the farm. And so, but I'm really amazed at people who had an opportunity to go do something else, and they decided they wanted to be on the farm. Now, these people are both easily well into their 60s. Matter of fact, now I'm looking at this. The husband is 62 and the wife is 60. Okay, so they sold last year 17,000 pounds of beef, pork, and chicken. They sold 2,500 dozen eggs, 4,600 jars of canned goods, and they started doing this 4.5 years ago. Chicken goes for $3.35 a pound, ground beef for $7 a pound, center cut pork chops $8 a pound, fillets for $20 a pound. So they're selling their things right on the farm. This is it, man. You can go to buy a hamburger if you want at Walmart, but you're not going to get what you get when you're buying stuff from these people. So, again, another example of people who, and I take these examples when I find them, because they're so, this is acute when you get right down to it. What a wonderful success story, and at this stage in their lives. So, if they can do it, you can do it. Put your mind to it. You can put your mind to anything and make it work, in my opinion. So congratulations to those folks. In a moment, we're going to meet Val Dulcini, who is the president and CEO of the Pollinator Partnership. This is a fellow that used to work for the feds. He's got a great story to tell. And again, it's success-oriented. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Speaking of success, another great American success story comes in the form of what goes on at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, started by a fellow named Mike Linder, who couldn't get a good night's sleep. He was working in a factory somewhere, and he didn't like the pillow, so he made his own. And from that has come this fabulous American business in the heartlands. Everything's made in America. 1,500 employees. You buy whatever product, whether it's the small pillows, the large pillows, whether it's the bed mattress protector, you name it, whatever they have, and they've got a large catalog. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, see the catalog of loaded things that they have there, and buy them. It's very simple to do that. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, gets you 50% off on everything that's there. Sometimes there are specials, like there have been the pillow fight special and the graduation special. They're very acutely aware of what's going on with their customers. That's why they make such a good American story. MyPillow is made in the USA, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Try that with a pillow you buy at Macy's. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning around at night. Get a great night's rest. MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. Get the discount using the promo code DJV.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good. People started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Val Dolcini, formerly the administrator of the USDA Farm Service Agency, fifth generation California. When I say that, Val, I'm trying to remember because I know you've been with me before. Are you a fifth generation California or fifth generation California farmer? Which is it? A little of both, I hope.
Well, I'm a fifth. It is a little bit of both, Doug. And thanks for having me back on the show. Hello to all of America's farmers and ranchers and beekeepers as we celebrate National Pollinator Week this week. Mm-hmm. My family arrived in California in the 1860s. And like a lot of Californians in those days, they didn't find gold in the hills, but they did find gold in the fertile fields of the Central Valley. And they raised grain and livestock and were there for the founding of the University Farm, which then became the campus at the University of California at Davis. So they've been involved in agriculture for a long time. The last couple of generations, they've been small business people and teachers and have done other things. But we've certainly got a rich legacy in the land like most Americans do.
And like most Americans who are family farmers, they got to do something else besides just work on the farm to provide for themselves, which is not
That's
necessarily
right.
our focus here, but it really is worth a moment or two of our time to understand that people who are responsible for feeding us can't focus on feeding us because we, as a public, are so used to cheap food, we don't want to pay, we don't want to know that the farmers are getting screwed by the middlemen, the producers. I speak from a place of authority and experience because in the dairy business, I know what it cost me to produce 100 weight of milk, and the price off of that now, even with some government help, is still $6 to $7 a 100 weight less than what it costs to do it. So why would anybody do it? How could they stay in it? It's like we're trying to drive every farmer out of business so we can bring these big ag corporations in. And I wonder how that impacts the bee business.
You know, it does impact the bee business. I liked your description before I came on the air this morning of that couple who is doing things, you know, a little bit differently perhaps. And I think mm-hmm. the key to their success, it sounds like, is the fact that they've incorporated a real value-added approach to their work on the farm. And
well,
you know,
plus they were both
thinking,
one of the things I didn't say, Val, which I'll connect the dots. They both retired. They both have federal pensions. They both worked for the federal government before, well, state government and federal government. So they get 85% of whatever their three best years were. And so, you know, in that case, they, sure, what, 100 sheriff in that area ought to make $100,000 a year, and the DA ought to make 100 and a quarter, it would seem to me. And so the two of them can live together well on $150,000 plus, so they don't have to make money on the farm. So that's part of that, you know, that's part
it
of
sure
the reality
is.
There. So I'm saying to you, as you introduced yourself, we were talking about where all of the work comes from in your farm, staying on the farm and not having another job is very difficult for lots of people, and it's so disrespectful, I think, to American farmers, the fact that they can't make enough money on the farm, even though they're feeding, in many instances, hundreds if not thousands of people with whatever is being produced. So I want to get down and drill into specifics of Pollinator Week, beekeeping, that sort of thing, right after this word from the local stations at 21 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Our focus on your farming, your life. The American Family Farmer is for the American Family Farmer, duh, and farmer-run businesses, and also the locavores who support us. And I'm thinking there isn't anything that I know of that's more popular in my store. I have a little general store now on the farm. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, Val, you can see little things in there, and we've always sold things like honey, locally produced honey, and I want to get to the benefits of that. If you're just joining us, Val Dossini is here, president and CEO of the Pollinator Partnership. This is National Pollinator Week, so we've had a focus. Most people, even if they're dull, know there's a problem with bees in our country. We don't have enough. So what are we aiming to educate people about with Pollinator Week?
Well, Doug, Pollinator Week is about a lot of different things. One is to celebrate the work of pollinators, whether it's a honeybee or a bumblebee or a butterfly or a bird or bat or beetle or what have you, and those that rear them in the managed setting. That's beekeepers all over North America, and there are plenty that we work with in my organization. This week we're, you know, watching this celebration of about 250 different events around North America. I live in the D.C. area, so we're doing a congressional briefing later today. We screened a film about the monarch butterfly last night. It's partially to raise awareness and partially to, you know, get that conversation spurred about what we need to do to help beekeepers who are farmers, just like the rest of them, and others who are interested in making sure we have a healthy pollinator population.
Mm-hmm. And what does that consist of? How do we have a healthy pollinator population? Because, again, given the challenge with the bees being killed, thanks to our pals at Monsanto, what do we do?
You know, pesticides are certainly a part of the issue. But there are lots of things that impact the health of honeybees in particular, and since they contribute about $25 billion annually to our nation's agricultural economy, we've got to do everything we can to make sure that they stay healthy and that the populations don't decline, but instead continue to rise and get bigger and stronger. Loss of habitat is a big deal. So, you know, the backyard gardener can put in flowering landscapes to draw in native bees in particular, but honeybees as well. Certainly more educated policies around pesticides and and parasites like the varroa mite that impact honeybees all across the country. I heard a presentation earlier this week just about the fact that bees are so hardworking that, you know, by the time they get to California and Washington in the late winter to pollinate out there, they're just as tired as can be. So, you know, we really need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can based on sound science and sensible public policy to encourage folks to, you know, continue using bees in the right sort of way and find policies that don't detract from their overall health and instead support their health. And that's increased habitats, and it's probably the diminished use of pesticides and a whole variety.
But how do we, that's general. Is there a specific attached to that? I mean, what do you, when you look at what happens I'm familiar with corn and what happens with the corn, but it's happening across the spectrum of our food chain because the bees are gone because they've been killed by this stuff. And so then what specifically do we need to do? You've got a million pollinator garden challenge. I wonder how that's going to help the reality you've just described.
Doug, I think it helps in that if we're, and we're at about 800,000 of those gardens now, so creating habitat, even if it's garden by garden, field by field, back 40 by back 40, is going to do a lot to create these foraging opportunities for our pollinators out there. And if we're able to find ways to support pollinators in the natural environment, and they are really a keystone species in a lot of respects, I think we will have done a lot. But there's a lot that can be done in Washington and in state capitals around the country to make sure that folks are crafting public policy solutions that really support pollinators. And I think
let's talk about that in a few moments. Here on the American Family.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, lay by the river.
Returning now to the Roots American Family Farmer Program, which is aimed at helping those who are American family farmers. I am a dairy person. I now actually don't do dairying. I raise Jersey heifers on my farm. Mission of this program is to advocate for the family farmer, family farm work and conditions, the health of the farm, the farmer, this sort of thing. So help yourself to information in the archives at American Family Farmer Show. You can find information about almost anything. Pretty much every week we have people on the program who are successful at getting the job done. And in this circumstance, we're talking because it's Pollinator Week with Val Dolcini, who is the president and CEO of the Pollinator Partnership. And we're dealing with politics here, pollinization and politics. Say that 100 times fast. Both in Washington and on the local level, it all boils down to money and influence. Doesn't it really, Val?
Well, you know, it certainly those two things are essential to public policy successes in a variety of different ways. You know, this is a time when a lot of folks are focused on the health of honeybees in particular, but pollinators generally. And so the ground is fertile for an organization like mine, which can be found at www.pollinator.org, to really have some success around the country. And so we've got programs like our Bee Friendly Farming Program, which helps farmers better understand what they might want to do with marginal farmlands, maybe put a little pollinator habitat in, and that actually can increase the yields of their fields if they've got healthy pollinator populations. We work with big utilities on the thousands of miles of rights-of-way that crisscross America to get them off the protocol of simply spraying and mowing, and instead putting in some integrated vegetation management and some pollinator habitat there as well. So we're beginning to have some successes on a larger scale, Doug, and things like Pollinator Week really help to create a more refined awareness in Washington on the part of congressional policymakers and others here in town, as well as folks all over the country. And, you know, we see every day in our work around North America, we're in both Canada and the United States and even in Mexico, people who really want to learn more and do more, most importantly. And you can do a lot in your backyard, but you can do a lot with a larger landscape as well. And we try and fit all of those needs and, really provide resources to people that can make a difference on the land.
So you mentioned Western cultures and countries. What about in the East? What about other countries around the world? How big is the problem? Is it more or less? Because Monsanto is inculcating, other than in Europe, they're trying to get everywhere. They've been rebuffed in Europe, but they're certainly everywhere else. So is the problem the same everywhere?
There is a global problem, that's for sure. And, in fact, on May 20th, we celebrated World Bee Day, and I gave a presentation at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's office here in D.C. And we heard an address by the Slovenian ambassador, of all people. Slovenia is really the birthplace of modern beekeeping, and he went on at some length about the beekeeping history of small Slovenia, which, of course, is the native country of Mrs. Trump. It was a fascinating presentation, but the conversation really went from there to what else is being done in Europe, pollinator initiatives in Africa. There's a significant amount of interest in South America. So this is truly a global issue in need of a global solution. I think in the United States we've done a lot to further that conversation, but certainly our friends and colleagues in other countries are also centrally involved in this as well. Last night, in fact, we screened a movie about the monarch migration, which starts in central Mexico and goes on to southern Canada.
Yeah.
The famous monarch butterfly, really an iconic ambassador of pollinating butterflies, and the challenges it has as a result of deforestation in Mexico, the monocultures in the Midwest that offer little in the way of food and habitat for it. And so there's significant challenges there, too. Plenty of challenges, which means plenty of work for organizations like the Pollinator Partnership.
I look at the situation here. I think about, in my spiritual beliefs, the butterfly is very important, represents all kinds of things. And butterflies are, when you think about their origin as they come out of their cocoon, and it's an amazing lesson in and of itself as to how Mother Nature works. And even though I don't mean to be preachy here, I'm not a religionist by any stretch of the imagination, but if you don't believe that there is a higher power, when you look at a butterfly, understand where the butterfly came from and what it does, I think you're missing something very important, frankly.
Doug, I think we've truly lost a connection to the natural world. I'm a city guy now and sort of raised in a somewhat rural environment, but I think that this connection that we used to have a generation or two or three ago is central to our lives in a spiritual sense as well as in a physical sense. And pollinators, and whether it's a monarch butterfly or an eastern bumblebee or a small beetle that may be pollinating, can draw us back into that greater connection. And frankly, the connection to agriculture is equally as important, because that's probably the most fundamental relationship we have to the earth.
Yeah, and we're not being taught. The schools aren't teaching it. There's so much that isn't being learned. People are ignoring stuff. We're so focused on back and forth trends in the news and texting back and forth about meaningless nonsense that sounds like a value judgment. I guess it is. I don't mean to sound like some old curmudgeon, but I do think that we have lost, and there's a real danger here, and that's part of our weekly discussion. There's a very big danger. If you don't understand where your food comes from, you won't respect it, and you won't respect the people who are responsible. You go to the grocery store, and that's what kids think. They think the milk comes from a grocery store, not from a cow.
Less than 2% of our population is involved in the daily production of food, fuel, and fiber, it requires a lot more from you and me and everybody else in this country to make sure that people understand that connection. I did that at USDA. Now I'm doing it in a slightly different context around pollinator issues. But I think that These are issues that really resonate with people if you get them going and get them involved in the conversation, and things like what we're doing this week and what we try and do the other 51 weeks of the year to make sure that people understand the impact of honeybees on our daily diet, three-quarters of our vitamins, a third of our calories, the fact that 90% of the world's flowering plants require a pollinator, 87 out of 128 global food crops. I could go on and on with the stats, but, you know, all of these honeybees are working to provide us with the nutrition that one day may not exist if honeybee populations continue to decline. And the men and women who represent America's beekeepers are, you know, just as hardworking as any other farmer you'd find. They've got to take their bees all over the country to make sure that they're pollinating almonds in California or apples in Washington or crops in the South or cherries in Michigan, all in the course of a year.
Let's talk about that, because bees do move around, some
sure do.
By design on their own and some because they're trucked around because of the need for having them. And I think most people don't realize that the amount of mobility, i.e. the bees have to getting the job done. But what I'm more curious about is how do they know where to come back? There's a whole training. Bees are trained. They get used to their houses, and the houses move around with them, right?
That's right, you know, and they get used to the scent of their queen and wherever she might be. But, you know, the managed pollinators, the honeybee, is a relatively easy animal to move around. And you see flatbeds coming into California in January and February headed for the almond fields. You know, the native pollinators, which are in serious decline as well, obviously live near where they're pollinating and foraging. And that's a bigger challenge because with the loss of habitat, you know, you're losing the ability and the contributions of these native bees, bumblebees, blue orchard bees, leaf cutters, mason bees, et cetera. And they contribute significant dollars to, you know, global agricultural production as well. So we've got to make sure that the bees, the honeybees, are as healthy as they can be, but we've also got to ensure that the appropriate habitat is saved or restored or conserved in some fashion for native pollinators. Now, there are some good government programs at USDA. The Conservation Reserve Program in the last decade or so incorporated practices that encourage the planting of buffer strips for native pollinators, and that's a start. But that's a dollars and cents issue that the Farm Bill is, you know, in the midst of debating right now, and whether or not that expands or decreases really is up to congressional policymakers.
Yep, so there we are, back to the politics, the money. You think that the money for these sorts of things that you're proposing doesn't get influenced by Monsanto saying, no, no, you don't have to do that. You know, give us this. One of the outrages of the Farm Bill, this is a hot-button issue with me, is the $6 billion going to these entities that don't need a penny. They make a lot of noise, they contribute a lot to politicians in their reelection campaign, so they get consideration. They don't deserve a damn dime. None of them do. And yet they get, we're being, talking about pollution, we're being ripped off to the nth degree by these people, and I don't like it, frankly. I want to talk about a local honey and a concept with you in a matter of a few moments here. Talking about honey, there's a product that we are promoting here called Life Change Tea that is absolutely fabulous. Fabulous is probably not strong enough in terms. This is a lifesaver. You got lots of parasites, lots of garbage, especially if you're not eating local honey, for example, you're not eating local food. A lot of things that get shipped around are the cause of diseases because they have the things that compromise your immune system, salmonella, E. coli, listeria, that sort of thing. And when they get into your body, look out, you better be doing all you can to cleanse your body. And that's what Life Change Tea is all about, a proprietary herbal formula gently cleansing your body, ridding your body every day of toxins, mold, parasites, bacteria, just to name a few. And it's great nourishment for your body as well. So get the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing stuff out of your system. The danger will be gone when you have a daily cup of Life Change Tea. That's been proven by a lot of research. Life Change Tea. Make sure you visit their website, getthetea.com, review the supplementation facts and that sort of thing from Life Change Tea, and then order it. Getthetea.com is the website. Go to getthetea.com and use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it free. Getthetea.com for more energy, a healthier body. It's not available in stores, as I say. Get online, getthetea.com.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a report on organic milk. This is the latest information. Those of you who want to reach for organic milk and organic brand, it seems to contain a better ratio of the heart healthy fatty acids, omega-3s, that sort of thing. Washington State University is putting milk through the grinder, if you will. I've seen studies like this before indicating organic milk might be more nutritionally beneficial. This is the first study that I've seen that assesses those differences on a large scale. Never before has there been any study which was nationwide, went for 18 months. The research tested 4,000 samples of organic milk against 4,000 samples of conventional milk. The determination was that conventional milk contains some omega-6s, doesn't have much omega-3 in it, or organic milk is just the opposite. 2 to 3 times the amount of omega-3s. So that's one thing, because omega-3s are the most important when it comes to what we're needing in our body, especially as we go into our 50s and 60s and 70s. The cholesterol levels are helped somewhat by omega-6s, but you really need omega-3s, those fatty acids in our bodies, to become increasingly stronger. Your health is at risk without having the right amount of omega-3s and calcium, which you get more from organic milk. Seems to be the better ratio of fatty acids there. So this is one of those word to the wise is sufficient. Whole milk, raw milk, organic milk, all very good for you, according to this study. Happy to be able to pass it along to you, those of you who are listening to the American Family Farmer Show. All right, a couple more minutes here with Val Docini from the Pollinator Partnership. This is Pollinator Week, a lot of focus on bees and the good work they do. It seems obvious to me, because I understand the concept, but a lot of people don't understand why they're always being told, make sure you buy honey that's locally sourced, that's locally grown. What happens to the honey that comes from local sources? Why is that so important?
Doug, I think it's important for the same reasons why buying local and regionally produced foods is important. You know, you're supporting the guy down the road. You're supporting the woman who's, you know, sells her chickens or eggs at the farmer's market every week. You drive past the orchards where you're buying those apples, or you see the hives every day on your way to work, and you know exactly, you know, how they're cared for. I think that's great because it supports local economies. You're also not having to truck food in from hundreds or thousands of miles away or from overseas. Mm-hmm. There is more Chinese honey that's imported into the United States than I'd care to think about. And, you know, it may be okay, but frankly, it's a whole lot better if you know that beekeeper down the road.
Well, it's also you're putting to work the local elements. That is, the things that are germane to your area you may be allergic to, the stuff that's taken care of through the pollination process. That's why I like local honey, because I have allergies galore on the farm, especially this time of year, and I take a spoonful in the morning with some cinnamon, and it seems to calm things right down. So that's the practical side of it. All kinds of information from all aspects here. The website is pollinator.org. P-O-L-L-I-N-A-T-O-R, pollinator.org. You may be wanting to grow some of the bees or keep them. You know, you don't have to make it a profession. You can have some of them on your farm. That's what I do. So thank you, Val. It's always good information to get into the roots of things like this. Val Dossini from the Pollinator Partnership here on the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Another round of information. The focus now in my commentary on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. This is haymaking season. And I have found myself, once again, for all of those of you on the American Family Farmer scene who do as I do every year, the tradition was started because I didn't like to buy my own feed, so I raised everything, the corn, the silage, the hay, all of it I raised myself on about 800 acres of land that I either owned or I have leased, or people give me use of it because they want me to take care of it. But there's something of somewhat of a symphony that I'm going to sort of explain when it comes to haymaking and the equipment that I use, the mower, the rake, the baler, the things that go that are so unique to people like us who at this time of year are spending lots and lots of time in the field to come up with something. It's a science. It really is. And I think the sounds, I use the term music, I always have. And you can tell when the baler's running right by how it sounds. Same thing with mowing machines, same thing with everything. So we'll talk about equipment and its musical connection right after this.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, but also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hurst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
All right, so let's talk about music, shall we? Haymaking, combination in my mind of sort of a science and an art, and it's symphonic. Stefan's got to get his head examined. No, all the equipment has its own musical instrumentation. One of the more important things to take into context is when you look at a piece of machinery, how does it feel in your operation? How does it sound? You got an orchestra playing instruments no matter what, and when they get out of tune, it doesn't work well, obviously. I had a round baler break a centerpiece, bearings gone, that sort of thing, and woof, man. We caught it in time, so it didn't ruin the whole machine. But that's what I'm talking about. The mower section, for example, there's a sort of a solo sound to that, a tone, if you will. And I can tell when I've hit something, hit a rock with a mower, I have a disc mower. And if I'm taking out 10 feet at a time, which is close, 9.2, I think, feet I'm taking out at a time. And if I get off of that, depending on where a rock might hit the knives, you know, it destroys not only the sound of the machine, but it puts it out of balance so you can hear it in the tractor as well. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about with mowers. Now, as far as balers are concerned, same sort of thing. The package, if you will, of hay. And what it is, somebody likened it to the backup singers for the main event. Well, I don't know about that. I think the baler is the main event. Once you mow it and rake it, get it ready, it's the main event. And you gotta, but there are different noises that come out of the baler. The nodder, the chamber, the plunger, the noises that that makes, the pickup. It's all different. And it all goes kind of together when it's working well. And when it doesn't, you can sure tell it. So, I'm likening this to music because I think that the analogy fits. And so maybe when you're driving along, the problem that I would warn you about, a lot of people cover up their ears. They have noise cancellation equipment, earmuffs or whatever you want to call it. And that keeps your hearing safe, but it doesn't keep your equipment safe because if you can't hear what the equipment is doing, it'll break sure and as I'm sitting here. It'll break. Yeah, so let's use some common sense, make sure that you're listening carefully, you understand the equipment to begin with, and most of us do who have been using it for a long, long time, and then you know to stop. When there's any noise you don't understand, you stop the machine and fix whatever is wrong before it makes a lot of other things even more wrong, if you will. Paying attention to the symphony of haymaking, I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.